This is The Naked Scientist with me, Chris Smith. In the next half an hour or so, we're going to be discussing how scientists are now beginning to unlock the secrets of the way in which animals, including humans, turn from a single fertilized egg into a complex organism made from many tissues, and how we can use that understanding to make new cells to repair tissues which have been damaged by aging or disease. Coming up, we'll hear from a scientist turning embryonic cells into new nerve cells to treat Parkinson's disease, and I'll also be talking to a researcher who can grow new miniature organs in a test tube so he can diagnose diseases and test drugs more safely. But first, with me is Catherine Brown. She's the executive editor of the journal Development. Catherine, this is not, though, a new field. It sounds like it's all cutting edge and something that's just been happening, but this goes back a long time in history.
Yeah, it does. So developmental biology, or embryology as we used to call it, has been going on for well over a century, and the journal that I work with has been going for more than 60 years. And really what we're interested in is how do you go from that single fertilized egg or that small group of embryonic cells to a fully grown individual? How do the cells know what to turn into, whether they should become lung or heart or brain? How do they get to form the right shape so that your gut is a long tube and your lungs are well branched so you can get lots of air? And also, how do you do that all of the organs at the same time so that everything becomes the right size at the right time and both your legs are the same length?
I mean, that's important, but why is it important for scientists to understand that process?
So what's really important now, I think, is that because we've got some understanding of this, we can learn what goes wrong in diseases, so lots of developmental diseases, for example, that affect newborn babies, and we can also start to take either those embryonic cells out of an organism and into a dish and turn them into the right kinds of cells to be able to use for example, cell therapies in various diseases, or to be able to try and look and understand what goes wrong in a disease so that we can try and fix it.
Now, Catherine's going to stay with me through the programme, and as we hear each of the examples of how this is being done, she'll be able to tell you why this matters. So Catherine's back shortly.